Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. In hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The USFL Gambling Podcast Playoff Recap Show on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WynnBET. Bet $50 at WynnBET and get $200 in free bets. Bet big, win bigger with WynnBET. Download the WynnBET app now or visit WynnBET.com. That's WynnBET.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by Sleeper. You already play fantasy football on Sleeper, but now you can win cold hard cash with their brand new over-under game. Just head over to Sleeper.com/SGP on your phone to join the SGPN group, and Sleeper will automatically match your first deposit up to $100 at sleeper.com/SGP. We're also brought to you by us. Yes, the SGPN app is live in the App Store and Google Play Store. It is your home for all of our free picks and podcasts. So grab that thing today and let it ride.
Hey, it's Scooby right here, AKA Shark Dog, listening to SGPN. Let it ride.
Football is a unique American experience, a game described by one turn of the century critic as crude and barbaric, with little chance of survival. But survive it did.
USFL Gambling Podcast. Whoa! The road to the Freedom Cup is complete. Now we'll see who wins it. My name is Colby Swingin' Dantabase Dan, aka Pick Dundee. That's not a pick. This is a pick.
Nobody knows nothing.
Somebody knows. Double the price. But no one touches Dundee.
We are here, Canton, Ohio, live reaction show. Well, we're not in Canton, we're in Los Angeles, but we just watched the games. This is fresh, just coming to you, fresh off the press. I can't fucking talk, Patty C. I'm so excited. I am joined by my co-host. Give it up for former JMU Duke defensive back, the burrito eating, sideline kiss stealing, wheeling and dealing, Patty C in the place to be.
Hi.
Oh, yeah.
We are at the Freedom Cup.
Here it is, folks.
This is great. We're one game away from completing the first USFL season since 1986. Dreams come true, people.
Dude, I want to say Top Gun was released right around.
That is not Top Gun music, though. That is Days of Thunder.
Same fucking movie. But it is a throwback to the 80s, early 90s era when the USFL was either relevant or a recent memory.
Yes.
Those who say that the fun has gone out of football, that it's become too predictable. For them, let me present 30 seconds of football, USFL style.
The USFL, where football is still a game.
Well, I can tell you it wasn't predictable for me because I had the Generals and I had the Breakers, and boy, did I eat shit today. I ate shit. I got no excuses. That's why I subscribe to the USFL Gambling Podcast, because I might win you some money, but there are times where I will eat shit, but I will admit it. I'm not like one of these hacks on TV telling you, oh, I told you this, told you that. Patty C, let's hop into it. The New Jersey Generals and the Philadelphia Stars, I think that game, in my opinion,
should have been the night game.
Well, that was the best game of the season, in my opinion.
Yeah.
That was a fun game. Had a slew of
good 10-0 at halftime for the Stars.
Great fourth and one stop on giving it to Darius Victor. It was a physical game. I was completely impressed with the Philadelphia Stars run defense.
Yeah.
Shout out to the Philadelphia Stars. Also that they almost had a pick six. It was like one that got taken back like 80 yards. And shout out to the USFL for not calling that a roughing the passer, because it truly wasn't. And they did a pretty good job, with the exception of I did think the opening kick in the second half on the second replay, not the first. If you watch the game again, you know, their returner for the Generals, Looper, fumbled. Mm. He fumbled the ball and he wasn't touched, so he gave the ball up. I thought on the second replay, when they showed the first couple replays, I thought, okay, that's a fumble.
Yeah.
On the last one where Mike Pereira is talking, I thought the defenders.
No, you're right.
The defender who was pushing the blocker into the returner,
his knee or shin.
His knee touched. Yeah. The returner before he fumbled the ball. And I thought everyone missed it.
Yeah.
Except for me and Patty.
It's amazing how much time they devoted toward it until they showed that angle right at the end. They had basically
the last angle. The first seven angles, I thought it was a fumble.
Yeah.
And the last angle, I'm like sitting there like, no, he does not fumble the ball.
Possession.
Yeah, he gets touched before he fumbles the ball. So I thought they got that wrong. But you know what? I still think the Stars were the better team today. I blame Mike Riley. I was concerned about this all season that I thought there was no rhythm to their offense today. He was playing hodgepodge back and forth with DeAndre Johnson and Luis Perez.
Well, let me throw a little wrinkle in your thing here. No pass attempts by Williams.
By DeAndre Johnson.
Or Johnson, rather.
Well, I mean, he probably took some sacks.
Only three rushing attempts for negative 1 yard.
But he was coming in on certain drives. Like if they're going to hand the ball off, it just distorts the rhythm of Luis Perez, I believe.
Yeah.
Or vice versa. Pick one, in my opinion, because like he was in on drives. The same drives I'm talking. They weren't switching like, hey, here's one. I mean, yes, they did do that too, of switching one drive and then doing that.
Yeah.
But I'm talking within the same drive, he would be like, oh, well, let's bring them in at the goal line. Now
it's tough to criticize it when it worked all season, but
DeAndre Johnson's been injured the past 5 weeks. They barely did that.
Ticking time bomb waiting to explode in a high pressure situation.
I thought it was evident today. I thought they were never in an offensive rhythm the entire game. And I thought, you know, it was great to see. You know, we haven't seen the Stars really have to battle back. I'm sorry, not the Stars. The Generals battle back from big deficits. They've dictated the pace of the game all year for the most part. Today, the Stars got up 10-0. That interception was huge by Luis Perez in the red zone, because that was one, and the guy took it back like 80 yards to the other 10-yard line, and then Case Cookies ran it in. What a great story we got with Bart Andrus, though. Look, I lost my bet, but I actually enjoy seeing the Philadelphia Stars pull the upset.
I love
this. This is the pride of the USFL, Patty C.
4 years of USFL experience.
This will be the fourth championship.
Wow.
All four have had the Philadelphia Stars in them.
Two wins, one loss.
And then we got the Freedom Cup coming next week.
July 3rd.
Cannot wait. Canton, Ohio, the Mecca of football. Patty C, what do you make? The Stars defense was absolutely like they had been shit all year. They showed up with a purpose today. I love the way they were playing. Hard hitting, beautiful football, the way football should be played.
Well, limiting the Generals' rushing attack, 106 yards, respectable performance, but The passing attack for the Generals was decent. 19 of 25, 76% passing, 191 yards, but zero touchdowns and two interceptions.
Well, and the big interception in the first half in the red zone was
basically the difference in the game there.
Yeah, and what I was still surprised that I feel like you have the stats right there.
Yeah.
Tell me how many rushes Trey Williams had.
9 rushes, 40 yards.
What did Victor have?
16 rushes, 64 yards.
Damn, Victor still got more carries. I feel like Trey Williams was on the field more, but maybe I'm wrong. Maybe that's just me off. Either way, what a story with the Philadelphia Stars that lost Brian Scott for Case Cookies. I'm one of these ones. I know we've read a few publications, and I have no disrespect to Brian Scott, but I actually think Case Cookies is as good as Brian Scott, if not better. He's more mobile. He had a rushing touchdown today.
He led the team in rushing again today. 4 rushes, 39 yards, good for 9.8 yards.
I'm going to say he puts more stress on the defense than Brian Scott does, which I think in the end makes him a better quarterback.
It's tough to argue that. Even if it doesn't show up on the stat sheet, those wheels put stress on the defense. You got to account for that.
Dude, he had an 80-yard touchdown run.
Yeah.
Just like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Brian Scott hasn't. I mean, look, I like Brian. I'm not trying to shut up Brian Scott. I'm just saying.
Cookies.
I don't think he's ran for 80 yards since ankle biters.
Yeah, I wonder if he's had 80 yards rushing the entire season, let alone on one play.
Anyway, the Stars, Bart Andrus and that sweet ass mullet getting it done.
Oh yeah. The guy looks like he belongs in Grand Theft Auto Vice City.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Instead he's in Freedom Cup City.
Freedom Cup City. And then you have before we get to the next game, we gotta get us paid. Yes, the USFL Gambling Podcast, Canton, Ohio playoff recap show is brought to you by WinBet. Bet $50 at WinBet. Get $200 in free bets. Bet big, win bigger with WinBet. Download the WinBet app now or visit winbet.com. That's WynNBet.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by Sleeper. You already play fantasy on Sleeper, but now you can win cold, hard cash with their over-under game. Just head to sleeper.com/SGP on your phone to join the SGPN group, and Sleeper will automatically match your first deposit up to $100. That's sleeper.com/SGP. We're also brought to you by, Trade Coffee. All right. You might see some trades in the offseason in your fantasy, league, but none of them will be as good as Trade Coffee. Trade Coffee connects customers to the freshest and best tasting coffee they've ever made at home by partnering with the country's best craft roasters. Yes, and it's expert tasted. Trade's got a coffee team that taste tests thousands of coffees, and they keep 450 different coffees just hanging out, ready to ship out. You know what I mean? You really got to check this out right now. Trade is offering new subscribers a total of $30 off your first order, plus free shipping when you go to drinktrade.com/SGP. That's more than 40 cups of coffee for free, people. We're also brought to you by IP Vanish. Did you know that browsing online using incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? That's right. Without added security, you might as well be giving away all your private data to hackers, advertisers, your ISP, and other prying eyes. So go to ipvanish.com/SGP and use that promo code SGP and claim 70% off your savings. That's ipvanish.com/SGP.
There's only one trade that I really wanted to see, speaking of Trade Coffee, and that's Vince Papale Jr. being traded to the Philadelphia Stars.
His dad was on the OG Stars.
That's right.
Gotta get there.
For the USFL championship. Probably not going to happen, but that would be a great story.
Hey, they got to get there. So now we go to the South, the nightcap. Break a 1-2. You made me look like a fool. I took the Breakers on the money line, and I knew early, right after Kyle Sloter did not take that sack like he should have. And then that ball went up in the air and returned for a touchdown by the Stallions. And the Breakers were up 7-0. I was like, they could do this. No. My guy Skip Holtz shouldn't have faded my East Carolina boy.
You knew Sloter was good for him. We called it in our preview. You guys go back and listen to the preview.
He should have had like three other interceptions too.
That guy
lives on the edge.
Yeah. He is reckless with the football.
Kind of like it, but he's JP Lossman 2.0, right. Man.
55% completions, one touchdown, two interceptions.
Well, one was a pick six. That was the difference in the game, because had they scored at the end, they still would have had a chance to tie the game. They didn't, Patty C. And that was the game. The Stallions continue to roll. Great catch, a huge catch in that game by Osiris Mitchell. I thought some of the calls in that game were off a little bit too, but still, overall, what do you make of the Stallions taking down?
Well, shout out to Sal Canella for winning the fantasy day for me.
Yeah, Patty C. If hopefully you count, you play DFS with us, because Patty C. dominated.
Two games, yes, two wins.
There you go.
Come on.
That's here you go.
Yes. If you guys can't imagine right now, my arms are raised. Someone's putting a medallion around my neck, a trophy, some flowers in my hands. There's a hot chick with big boobs kissing me on my cheek.
There you go. All right, buddy. Well, I mean, Bo Scarborough continues to be a force. Had he been starting since the beginning of the league, he probably would be MVP. I mean, actually, we didn't talk about that. The fact those kick returns happened in the Stars Generals game.
Who
those punt returns, both of them. Kevontae Turpin, the difference maker in that. I was surprised they didn't get him the ball that much. And then Maurice Alexander, the former FIU quarterback, with the 82-yard return, I think it was.
Bobbled it and
88-yard return, 88-yard, just a great
excitement.
That
galore.
Game was fantastic. Now the other game, the Breakers Stallions, I thought that was okay.
It was okay. It stayed within striking distance right up until the end.
Yeah,
but it wasn't this like lead changing back and forth affair.
Yeah. So that sets up. I mean, Scooby Wright, our boy. Shout out to Scooby.
Six tackles, one solo.
You know what I call the rest of the defense? Scooby and the Mystery Machine getting it done.
Hello.
All right.
I love it. I love it.
There we go. Patty C.
Yeah.
We got the Freedom Cup.
Dude, July 3rd. By the time this game's ends on the East Coast, it's gonna be what, 10:30 on July 3rd. It's almost gonna be the 4th of July. Fireworks are gonna be firing off. It is the Freedom Cup. We will celebrate freedom by watching excellent football, championship football.
Yeah, let me play this. We got the Freedom Cup coming next week. By the top two teams in the United States Football League, first championship game since 1986. In one corner, we got the Stars, the pride of Philadelphia, the soul of Rocky Balboa. All right? What do they call that town? Brotherly love?
That's right.
Something like that.
City of brotherly love. You got it.
Yeah. Stars of brotherly love. Case Cookies battling adversity. It's a Rocky Balboa story.
That's right.
Against Birmingham. We thought, oh, teams were complaining about the Birmingham Stallions not being, oh, they had the home environment all year. Boom. Flush the toilet on that. All right, they're in the Freedom Cup.
Yeah, they go to Canton. Same result, same team.
Shout out, and we saw. Shout out to Skip Holton. We saw his father there.
Well, I don't get the rain, man, cold. But
that was his reaction watching his son. He's one win away from doing this again.
Well, I don't get the rain, man, cold.
That's as many championships.
7-6-5.
That's as many championships as Lou got, isn't it?
He won one, right?
He got one in 88. That's what I'm saying.
With the Rocket Ishmael.
That's right. Skip gets one, and he has matched his father's accomplishments.
There we go. Let's do this
something like
thing.
That.
Wasn't it 89? I thought it was 89. 80, they beat 89, Colorado.
One of those.
Yeah. Anyway, folks, we will have you covered with the DFS show. We are very excited for the Freedom Cup and the future of this league. Hopefully they expand this offseason. What a great first year. We got one more game to go. We will hit you with the preview pick show. We will hit you with a DFS show. We got you covered. We have shout out to Adam Pelletier and Justin Mark for being in Canton in the stands.
In
check
the
them
press
out.
Box.
Give them a follow.
Yeah.
And check out the USFL Gambling Podcast. Give us a 5-star review, people. Come on. We've been bringing you this all year. We even did the fucking live draft.
Look,
35 rounds or something.
Start to finish, we did the live draft, and now we got fucking Adam Pelletier in the press box for the USFL playoffs. You got Colby and me still repping.
Always
in the grind, USFL. Yeah. We're here for you.
That's what I'm saying, Patty C. I don't want to get ahead to the picks episode. We haven't seen a line yet.
What we're
are you
dialed.
Leaning? What are you leaning?
You know, I gotta go. I gotta go Stallions here.
Really, I think the Stars and Bart Andrus.
Will the Stars align?
Destiny.
Hello, they
a
are the
team
of pride
of
the USFL.
Right,
but look, the Stallions have been doing it all year.
That is true. And Bo Scarborough is a force when I think about that run defense. But if the Stars can dial up a defense like they just did, maybe they can
stop
Bo Scarborough.
Yeah, we got a doozy on our hands no matter what.
Can't wait for this. We will have you covered. Subscribe to the USFL Gambling Podcast. We're available on all podcast platforms. Give us a 5-star review. And also check out all of our other podcasts. Me, Patty C, and NC Nick also host the College Football Experience. We're in the middle of breaking down all 131 FBS college football teams. You can follow that on YouTube at the College Football Experience. We also host the College Basketball Experience. We also host the College Baseball Experience with Noah Beanick. Check that out. As you know, there's still a couple games left of that season. Ole Miss, Oklahoma, doing battle, future SEC foes. Check that episode or that podcast out. We also have the CFL Gambling Podcast with Rod Villa Gomez and CFL Jim. We also have the Sports Gambling Podcast. They're already doing tons of work on the NFL, so check out that. Check out the Fantasy Football Podcast, Golf Gambling Podcast, MLB Gambling Podcast. We got you covered when it comes to sports. Anywhere we lay our hat is our home, people.
Boom.
All right, so do all that and enjoy. And Patty, see any last words before the Freedom Cup?
I mean, how cool has this ride been? We are at July 3rd, and we have a championship football game that we've been following all year long. Life is freaking good, ain't it?
It's about time this happened. Shout out to the USFL. Shout out to Moose Johnson. Shout out to fullbacks everywhere for making football great.
Amen.
Again, right? All right, folks. This is the USFL Gambling Podcast. You better start thinking about yours. And we out of here.